Here we have a firm foundation. Here the refuge of the lost. Christ, the rock of our salvation, is the name of which we boast. Lamb of God for sinners wounded, sacrifice to cancel guilt. None shall ever be confounded who on him their hope have built. It is in no other name than the name of Jesus in which you should boast. Why? Not because he worked miracles, or because he had good moral teaching, or even that he is the giver of good gifts, but because he is the one who died on the cross. It is Jesus' death on the cross that brings you salvation. Psalm 51 says, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." In Psalm 27, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Why do we read these psalms this night? In Psalm 51, we see the acknowledgement of sin, the desire for cleansing. You heard that in the hymn we just sang. If you think sin is light, then how dare you make light of the sacrifice of Christ? In Psalm 27, we hear the declaration of joy in the Lord over all. These psalms are fulfilled in the work of Jesus on the cross. From Psalm 2, "I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, 'You are my son. Today I have begotten you.' Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel." This psalm speaks of Christ and how he would crush the nations. And how does he do this? Not by mighty army or great show of strength, but by his own death on the cross. Psalm 22, "I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death, for dogs encompass me. A company of evildoers encircles me. They have pierced my hands and feet. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." That victory over the nations, that salvation won for you, this is how it is won: by Christ's suffering and death. His suffering and death is what brings you that great hope of eternal life in paradise. Yet this day is not just for celebration. There is sorrow as well. You see this in the atmosphere of the service. No Gloria Patri, all of the hymns in minor keys, the sanctuary getting darker and darker, entering and leaving in silence. This sorrow is because Jesus had to die. Why did he need to die? Because the world had fallen into sin. Man's rejection of God had led humanity into this state of fallenness and corruption. And because of this, an innocent man had to die. And not just any man, but God himself. He kept the law perfectly. He committed no sin. Yet he is punished as a criminal and put to death. The Lord of life is put to death at the hands of sinners. This is why we sorrow, the death of God. And this great sacrifice is made willingly by God. He does not fight it, but he gladly goes to the cross to die for you. Though he was innocent, he faces death for you and for all mankind. Though he had kept the law perfectly, he willingly receives its punishment. He who knew no sin became sin for you, so that you may be free. This is why it is called Good Friday. For even though the Lord of life is put to death, his death brings you salvation and eternal life. So spend this evening reflecting on that price of salvation. And remember who loved you so much that even though innocent and blameless, he would gladly pay it in full for you. Amen.